You're listening to The Mainstream, and I'm Brett Mabee. Greetings and Yahweh Scano to our friends listening in and around Peach Springs, Arizona, tuned into The Peach at KWLP 100.9 FM. And before getting back into the music, a friendly reminder that I want to hear from you. Give me a call. That's one way to get those recommendations in, but you can also recommend new tracks that you want to hear here on the show at brett@mainstreamradio.net. And one last thing, you can also use that to submit your own professionally recorded original music. Once again, that's brett@mainstreamradio.net. A song from Oneida Blues singer Jimmy Wolf before the hour's through. We'll also enjoy a track from Kurt Vile. And in this block, Anishinaabe and Métis singer-songwriter G.R. Grit. But not before this one from Raven Violet, who's known for her collaborations with David Holmes, as found on this song right here. Often blending electronic, cinematic, and alternative influences, I think you'll enjoy It's Over If We Run Out of Love. A great reminder, and found on the 2023 Blind on a Galloping Horse. I'll be back with you one last time today on The Mainstream.
baby, turning it up now.
I've been stressed, kinda obsessing over her and them. I move my body in between and feel them pressing in. They ask me what I like with eyes looking me up and down. She told me don't be shy, she likes the way I'm blushing.
They got me living for the weekend, leaning into how I'm feeling, and I don't see it as a weakness, no. Oh, hot and heavy with my breathing, not a second left for sleeping. There's a moment and we seize it, let's go. Oh, some say keep it down, but they're not living it up. Your excuses and putting our love to the test.
Now I'm getting your best.
Some say keep it down, but they're not living it up, baby, living it up now. Some say turn it down, so we keep turning it up, baby, turning it up.
Don't be shy me, just lie with me, tell me all your fantasies.
What's up, everybody? It's the Tewa, and thank you for tuning in to Native Voice 1. Thank you.
Lagren's Lyson from the 2025 Pine release, today on the mainstream. We also heard G.R. Grit with Tessa Ballas and Turning It Up, a great single released in 2023. I'm Brett Mabee, only with you one last time. Be good to yourself and each other. Check those listings for the next time you can dial in this great show on your favorite AM/FM station. It means a lot to me that you keep tuning it in and enjoying some music with me, so make it back sooner than later. And if you want to listen digitally, head on over to mainstreamradio.net. In this final block, Kurt Vile and Jimmy Wolf. And leading the way to the top of the hour is the two-time U.S. Poet Laureate from the Muscogee Creek Nation, Joy Harjo. It's also worth pointing out that she was recently honored with the 2025 Portrait of a Nation Award by the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. The song that I'm leaving you with is found on her 2021 I Pray for My Enemies. Turn it up with Earth House on your new favorite show, The Mainstream.
My favorite room exists now only in the imagination. That's how I visit it these days. I turn left into the yard of the small adobe house and park near the corn patch, which is by the clothesline. I look to see if the swallow's nest is still on the porch. Then I check to see if beaks are bobbing out of the nest as the babies look to see if someone is coming to feed them. I knock on the kitchen door and she lets me in, as she has done more times than I know in many seasons of weather. It is always warm with sunlight. Dishes are drying on the side of the sink. Either she, her sister, or a niece gets me coffee. In later years, she had a cane. We talk family, village, and native community gossip. Sometimes we put on music and everyone danced. She distrusted computers, said they stole people, kept their attention from what mattered. We'd walk back through the small hallway, the neat living room decorated with Pendleton blankets and Indian rugs. There were baskets, potteries, and family pictures. I remember visiting when her mother lived there, and during feast days when the house filled with tables and food and the commotion of serving, talking, and laughter. We'd go to her special room, the place where the medicine box lived, her herbs, the various items given to her by those she helped, and her altar. She had a small shop in town where she worked. The numbers of street people who were predominantly native grew each year. She would feed them, find them clothes, and otherwise help any way that she could. She never turned anyone down who asked for help. She always gave my children words and assistance in whatever they were studying or doing. My daughter stayed with her on weekends from Indian school when I lived out of town. Through the years, they loved to visit her. Many came from all over the world for her teachings that were rooted in her spiritual knowledge. She had many invitations to travel and teach, but she did not want to put herself out that way. Her spiritual energy was a healing light, and people were drawn to it, to her stories. Her Pueblo roots were powerful anchors to the land. Native roots are deepest in these lands. Her room was thick with song resonance. Through her eyes, I came to see that all is spiritual, and we either move about respectfully within it, or we are lost. One day, I came over, and we went back to her room, and she pulled out her drum. We sang the song she was given when we had gone to the Sandia Mountains for cedar. Her hands were the color of the drum. They appeared to be made out of the same earth. She later gave me that drum. When I sing that song for the cedar and what it brings, it reminds me of the spiritual path that sometimes appears dim in the smoke of historical deception. One of my favorite memories in this life will be sitting outside near the corn patch on a bench with my daughter and her little boys, my grandsons, waiting for her to drive up. The boys squat in the sandy dirt, running it through their hands. Our love for them plays about their shoulders. It catches the light of the love with which the corn was planted, with which the yard and house was tended, with which her life was lived.
Yahi, 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 yahi.
yahi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-yahi-ya-yo. Yahi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-hi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-yahi-ya-yo. Yahi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-hi-ya-hi-ya-yo, yahi-ya-yahi-ya-yo.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you are tuned in to Native Voice One.
All right. All right. I'm long gone, and how am I gonna make amends with myself for never getting to talk to him? What's the world coming to end? What happened to you when? How am I gonna make it's coming apart at the seams? It seems. Dylan's here. What a slippery son of a gun. If he was ever in my sights, I'd probably melt down like a nuclear reactor. Yeah, I would. But what's the world coming to end? I think we better glue it down. And how am I gonna make amends with a world run by corrupt men? All the same, will you tell him I asked for him, asked for him, asked for him, asked for him? Petty's gone, and I'm long gone, and how am I gonna, it's coming apart at the seams. She could have held on a little longer. If you see him on another dimension, will you tell him we all really miss him? Maybe they just in the upside down. Either way, it's got me down. The yin and the yang is a black and a white. Seem to always poke a knife in the dark side. Think they should've cut the white one. 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 Gone away. Yeah, just up and spun off of its axis. I may never find a match for it. And if you see it, say hello. And if you see him, will you tell him I asked for him, asked for him, asked for him.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.